This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The San Francisco Giants have just won a game 8-6. It's a walk-off Wednesday. Mike Yastrzemski in the bottom of the 10th just put one in the bay to win the game 8-6. And this is a game they were trailing 6-1 earlier in this game. They were way down. They hadn't scored in this series until right now. And Mike Yastrzemski just put that thing in the water, and the Giants will have a happy plane flight to New York.
The only thing wetter than that baseball is Mike Yastrzemski. Because swinging a drive, and it's a no-doubter, and he watches it.
It was just
by the time he gets to second base, there are two different players with gigantic buckets of Gatorade and water waiting for him at the dish.
Only question was fair or foul.
Right.
That was the only question. And, he got the water and the Gatorade. The water beat the Gatorade by a split second. It was a photo finish, the water, and then the yellow Gatorade. And now I'm sure he's going to get interviewed. I think he'll probably get interviewed for that.
Yeah, I mean, what a palate cleanser. You don't score for two games, and then it looks like you're not going to score for three games, and Cincinnati's about to sweep you. And then you kind of chip away. And then I'm going to call him Willie Flores because he's now Willie Mays and Willie McCovey.
Dude.
Flores with another bomb ski stoke the fire and keep you in it.
Eighth inning to tie the game right down the left field line. This is the kind of stuff the Giants have already had a lot of this early in the year. The kind of stuff that, and this is what I'm excited about because, look, it's still so early, so I'm not going to put, like, okay, now they're 9-3, and that's great. Like, you can bank a few wins. I don't think they're a dominant team yet. There are some concerns. Justin Verlander is giving up a lot of runs, things like that. But what I see with this team, and these next 48 hours will be yet another example, they have done an unbelievable amount of team bonding already. What do you, like in 12 games, you've got the opening day homer by Wilmer. You've got this walk-off right before a long plane flight. You had the walk-off on Sunday, opening day, back and forth. You win 11-10. You keep doing things, and you were down 6-1 in this game. Now you've come back from five runs down in a pitcher's park. They've done all that already. And I just think those are the things that pay dividends down the road.
Absolutely. And vibes are at an all-time high. And you moved off of Farhan Zaidi, which whatever you think about his farm development, the vibes have never been better since, you know, Buster Posey took over. And so the clubhouse is feeling good about the situation. You're playing great. You're pitching it really well. The defense has been mostly stellar. And then, Mark, a game like this where you had no business to win this game. You hadn't hit in 2.5 days, yet you found a way to chip away a couple of big hits, and then you get into that walk-off spot, and not only do you win, but you cover the run line as well.
Well, I don't know why that's relevant.
I mean,
why the hell did you just say that? That's the weirdest thing to say right now.
Because gambling has come to the forefront of sports, and I know that the Giants were minus 1.5 runs, and if you were somebody who thought that they were going to win by more than 1.5, it didn't look good for you until it looked good.
It was looking terrible.
It was.
All day long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congrats to those people. Anyway.
Wherever they may be.
Yeah, 888-957.
Did you do a guru sniff? You did the guru sniff. Congrats to those people.
It was a little allergy. It was an allergy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll go back to the phones here in a second. Let's have some fun for a second. Can we hear him? Here's Flo. You called him Willie Flo. Eighth inning, down 6-5. Chipping away. Here comes Willie Flo.
Wilmer hits a high drive to left. Down the line. Boy, did he smoke that one.
All right, that's NBC Sports Bay Area. That man goes by the name Dwayne Kuiper. I bet you've heard that call before.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was to tie the game. And then, of course, they moved through a scoreless ninth. And then it was Eric Miller who got out of the runner on second situation top of 10. And then I think it's Chappie over at third base with only one out. So all you need is a fly ball, and Mike Yastrzemski absolutely hit a fly ball.
It was a fly ball, all right. And
high drive to right. It is out of here. And we are going home.
And that would, again, be Dwayne Kuiper on NBC Sports Bay Area Walk-Off Wednesday. That's fine.
Yep, super
fun. That's fine, but
couldn't do it in the City Connects, 0-1 in the Purples, but couldn't score Monday, couldn't score Tuesday, couldn't score today.
Until halfway through the game.
Right, when you in the third you got one, and then the Reds answered in the sixth. I'm sorry, in the fourth you got one. Reds answer to make it 6-1, and then the Giants with one of those like, okay, rallies to get four in the bottom half.
Yep,
and, you know, Verlander has been a little bit
wobbly,
shaky, which is, it's fine. But then you look at Jung-Hoo Lee, who has
phenomenal.
An OPS of 908, had a chance for the cycle. And something about Yaz in the clutch.
Dude, he's got a penchant for walk-off homers.
He does.
He's got a bunch of them in his career. Bunch of them. Remember that one he hit off Josh Hader? Remember that one?
Yep.
Deep into Triples Alley. I think you went to a game a few years ago where they were down 7-0.
Something like that.
Against the Diamondbacks.
With my then girlfriend, now wife, during COVID. That was one of our early dates, Supper and I.
So you celebrated the Yaz homer together.
Well, with a couple of high fives.
Oh, okay.
And,
let's
have a baby conversation.
I thought maybe he wasn't the only lucky one in the building.
No, I mean, he was the only one who hit a grand slam that day. I can say that.
Okay.
But kind of fun to be there with 11,000 socially distant people because, you know, we had our two seats and there's nobody in front, nobody to the side, nobody behind. It's kind of nice. I kind of miss those days.
I have a statistic for you, and this comes courtesy of our friend Alex Pavlovich at NBC Sports Bay Area.
Okay.
Mike Yastrzemski is now fourth all time on the splash hit leaderboard at Oracle Park behind Bonds, Belt, and Pablo.
Okay.
But three of his seven career splash hits have been walk-offs.
Walk-offs, yeah. And I think that one against Arizona, that was one. I think that was one of the other ones. This one, too. Line shot right down the line. Look, we'll get back to your Warrior calls, but Richie in Queens wants to scream. Hi, Richie. What are you doing?
Let me tell you what, boys. That is a baseball game.
You're right.
And, you know, just to break it down a little bit, Verlander, obviously, the one bad inning, he got six out of them. The relief pitching is phenomenal. Miller coming out with a man on second, tremendous. I'm so thrilled I didn't see Duvall. I think you might see him cut. He's just horrendous. It's just that kind of game with Yaz. I love him. He's been a really good Giant, you know, and he's a solid, solid player where fundamentally, look, he has his flaws. His strikeout rate is really down so far this year, but he's an excellent, excellent outfielder. You know, he's not a great speedster, but he does get a great jump on the balls, and it couldn't happen to a better guy. Wilmer's amazing because, I mean, Wilmer just had a horrendous, he was hurt last year. But to be 9-3, I'm going to the game on Sunday against with my Yankee fans family. I'll be there.
Okay.
If the rainouts do not happen, we got Ray Hicks, and I'll be seeing Webb. And Webb was awesome the other night. And look, 9-3, you know, we spoke, guys, you know, as we do during the year. Do we see this coming? It's early. It's a very small indicator. But
the Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're pitching and their relief pitching, especially the kid Rodriguez, has been tremendous. Adames is not hit yet. You know he will. Chapman has really been not good lately. This Lee, I mean, I don't know. Lee, I love the kid, and I think he could be a really – he makes contact. He gets the barrel of the ball on the ball all the time.
Richie, he looks fantastic. He looks fantastic. The only time they got him out today was a diving catch in the gap. He's just firing line drives all over the place.
And when you look at this game, guys, with baseball, you know, 5-1, and they gave up Tyler, missed a bag, and made it 6-1. Second and third, couldn't score. Man on third, less than two outs, couldn't score. This was a recipe of like, oh, okay, thank God we got off to a good start. We got to lose three in a row, whatever. But to come back, It's just great, and you know what? We're looking forward to it. I don't know what we're going to get from Verlander. The kid in the bullpen, Bird. I mean, I Birdsong. Yeah, I mean, he looks tremendous. He gives you length. But again, I think Duval is terrible, guys. They put him in that spot the other night with a one-run lead. I was screaming. He's no way.
Well,
the other guys,
Richie, thanks, man. Have fun at the game this weekend. I think that the Duvall thing, it will sort itself out, and it might sort itself out in the minor leagues. I don't know, but they're only putting him in those situations when other guys are not available. You know, Rogers wasn't available that night.
Right.
He's had some closing situations when Walker's not available. Don't worry about it, Giants fans. Like, their eyebrows are up too. They see what you see, and I think that there is some concern there. After what looked at the beginning of the year like, ooh, the Giants have a closer and then a backup closer. And now all of a sudden after one homestand, you know, everybody wants the guy cut. We'll see where this goes. Guy's got a ton of talent, and he's been an all-star already.
Yeah.
So we'll see. There's still some time there to figure that out.
And he bounced back this year early from last year's demotion, so you've got options. You can still go ahead and do that. But today's win is so big because when you look at the schedule, Mark, you've got an off day tomorrow, and then you play 16 consecutive days.
Yeah.
10-game road trip, and then 6 at home. You wrap the road trip in Anaheim, but the next day you come back home for 3-4 with Milwaukee, 3 with the Rangers, 16 straight games in 16 days. So you get a nice cross-country flight coming off a walk-off.
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
Oh, yeah.